Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Connolly is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member. 10 years now he's been hanging out with us. Bill Connolly, thanks for 10 great years.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to have these regular chats.
How about that? Yeah, well, we appreciate it very much. And of course, folks, he's the author of a number of books, including Bizonomics. That's the one I think we helped him launch that one back in the day. Also, The Flexible Stance. Bill, I'm not in my studio, so I don't have all your books in front of me. Is there another one I'm missing?
No, that's it. There's an old high school a multimedia textbook, but that's not terribly relevant to your audience.
You want to give us a website?
My website is ConnerlyConsulting.com. And if you just Google Bill Connolly, take your best guess at the spelling, whatever way you misspell my name, you'll find me.
Let me give you a hint. Only one N in the middle. So, Bill, talking to us about hard data and soft data and how to manage with those, how to do business planning. And the point you were making was, folks, he was saying that when you see news reports of data, whether you hear me talking about my polling or whether I report on NFIB's polling, which I feel very good about, still that's soft data, meaning it's what people think, and then it gets homogenized and produced out into a report. But the hard data would be where like some of the bank documents where people have actually turned in their financial records, right, Bill,
Or like yesterday, the Commerce Department reported consumer spending. They've got a survey, and it's not perfect numbers, but part of the training of an economist is we're told over and over again, ignore what people say and look at what they actually do.
Right.
And the hard data is what they actually do. But today, I think that the soft data is enticing, and everybody wants the economy to do better. And when the soft data is saying, hey, we're optimistic, it makes you want to lean forward. And the metaphor I often use, I call the flexible stance. We're in baseball season. Imagine a fast runner has gotten on to first base. He wants to steal second, but he gets into a stance that also allows him to dive back to first base. So what this baseball player is thinking, if he were a small business owner, is growth and boom, that direction is towards second base. Recession, that direction is towards first base. And the smart player is ready to go in either direction, just as the smart business leader is ready to expand, but also ready to dive back if things turn south.
Well, you know, one thing that I think that small business owners are really prepared to do, exactly what you're saying right now, one of the reasons is, well, two or three reasons. Number one, they've got technology that allows them to flex. Two, after 8 years that we've just been through, they know how to be flexible with the organization that they have and to be successful with the organization that they have, which probably can flex a little bit. And also, I believe balance sheets on Main Street, Bill, are stronger than they've ever been because we've deleveraged. We've learned how to, and in the deleveraging, as you know, as an economist, deleveraging almost automatically improves cash. And so our balance sheets are stronger, which means we're more flexible. I think that's what small business owners are doing right now. They're flexing their organization in anticipation. They're standing at the ready in anticipation of hard data coming out, which sounds like a cash register ringing, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think there's some truth there. But we're also seeing something else. We have a low rate of new business formation. And so those companies, small businesses in existence today, have been around for a few years, And a company that's more mature usually has better finances.
And because there's not as much, and I forecasted this back in 09, Bill, I said, whenever this thing turns around, the companies that are left are going to be able to make a lot of profit because there's not going to be as much competition or startups to disrupt the price structure.
Yeah. And as an economist, I'd like to see more startups. Of course, if I were running a business, I'd just prefer not to see any new competition.
Right, right.
But I think it's one of the weaknesses of our economy. But getting back to the difference between the hard data and the soft data, not enough business leaders, in my opinion, really have thought through what stronger sales would challenge them. So they haven't said, gee, do I have the working capital if I need to start buying more materials or hiring more staff? Do I have the systems in place, the physical facilities to do more business? What are going to be my challenges?
Should they do forecasting and trial runs to see, okay, if we grew by 10%, what kind of pressure would put on us?
Exactly. Do some, the accountants call them pro formas. Just take your basic finances, and in some businesses, you might pencil out a 10% gain in sales. Others, 30% is sort of what happens in good times. And ask yourself, what are my challenges going to be? Will I be able to, taking orders is one thing. Delivering is a real challenge.
Well, another thing I would do if I were them, and I recommend this all the time on my show, is I'd build a cash flow statement that shows what would happen if my sales grow, but also my accounts receivable grows, right?
And if you're selling to Fortune 500 companies, you'll have a real challenge getting paid properly.
Your days receivable grows then too, right? And so you got to manage all that. Bill Connerly, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He will be, and I will be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.